So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom coming at you for another 30 minutes. And I wasn't really sure I was going to be able to do this show this week because last Tuesday evening, about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, there was a tremendous crash and the house shook. And it actually felt like a 3.2 to a 3.8 magnitude earthquake like I would have expected out in San Diego. It was significant. I mean, the house really shook. So, of course, immediately the first thing I thought was, you know, my dad's fallen. Of course, that would be really, really heavy to do that, but you never know. You know, somebody comes down hard. So the first thing I did was jump out of bed. Did not even notice that my alarm clock was no longer lit. Got out into the hall to turn on the light to make sure he was okay. Hit the light switch and nothing. And then I heard him snoring. So I knew that he was fine. So I thought, what in the world could have hit the house? You know, maybe a meteorite. And of course, it would have been a whole lot better off if it had been a meteorite because it probably would have been worth many, many tens of thousands of dollars and paid for the damage that ensued. So I ended up looking out the bathroom window and the whole backyard was full of foliage. And in the dark, I couldn't tell where it came from. Initially, I thought maybe it was from the maple tree in the center of the backyard, but there was just not that much foliage on the entire tree. So I said, oh my God, you know, I had to have come off the beach. So I grabbed a flashlight, went outside, and sure enough, one of the main branches on our American beach had come down. Now keep in mind, this is the champion American beach in the county. We have both the champion American beach and American holly. If you've never seen a holly tree that's like 3 feet in diameter at the base, we have one. These trees are original. We have two original beeches and two original hollies from one of the original houses that was built when this was a huge tobacco plantation. Now, this tree is about 250 years old, and the branch that came down is about 2 feet in diameter where it attached to the tree. It was as big as a tree in and of itself. In fact, when the power company came out, the guy walked around back. He said, oh my God, that's not a branch. That's a whole tree. I said, no. Wait till you see the tree it came off of. So this happened, I said, around 10:30, 11 o'clock this past Tuesday, or last Tuesday, I should say. We didn't get our power back until around midnight the following day, Wednesday. In the meantime, got the generator out, got that fired up, so I was able to have some cool air with the AC going and keep the refrigerator and the big storage freezer going, but went to work and I came back and the generator wasn't running. So I asked Dad, did you turn the generator off? He said, no, it quit running. Well, thanks for telling me, or I wouldn't have bought another 5 gallons of gasoline for it. So now I got to figure out what's wrong with the engine because we hadn't used it in, gosh, 17 years or so. So I'm going to have to completely tear the thing down and clean it out and see what was wrong. Guarantee there's some junk in there somewhere. But at least we had it for a while. But it certainly was nice to get the AC going again because the house was 82 degrees inside by the time that we got our power back. And if you're not familiar how hot it's been here in the South, for the past several weeks, it has been in the mid to upper 90s with like 80-82% humidity. So it was extremely unbearable here in the house. So we were fortunate to get that back. But it will still be another couple days before we would get our TV, our internet, and our phone back, because I wanted to make sure the power was hooked up before I called in, had them come out. We had to get everything cleaned up first. It was just a nightmare. So finally, we did get our internet and everything back up again on Saturday. So I was able to get everything ready to get the show done for this week, so I'm happy about that. Unfortunately, though, in addition to tearing all of the wires off the back of the house, this branch came down across my dad's pickup truck and flattened it out. This branch had to weigh at least 3 tons, if not more. You figure beach, wet beach, 2 feet in diameter, and this branch was close to 70 feet long. It weighed a lot. Now, fortunately, what saved our house was that one maple tree I was referring to earlier on. It kept a lot of the branches from coming all the way down and squashing the truck even more, and from this thing rolling over and taking out a good portion of the back of the house. But it did unfortunately total my dad's truck, and of course insurance is just going to pay for book value, which is nothing close to what it's going to take to replace this vehicle. In addition to that, the outer branches came down on top of our 78 Cherokee Chief. It's okay. The problem is it wasn't running to begin with. I wish they could have kind of like swapped places. So just a really, really bad way to get the week going, or to end the week last week, I should say, and start it off this week. Fortunately, no one was hurt. It did happen at night, but it did come down across where we travel all the time, many times a day, back and forth between the house and the shop and my dad's turning shed where he makes his wooden bowls. So it could have come down, and I'll tell you right now, if it had come down when Dad was underneath it, there's no way he could have moved in time. I doubt I could have even moved in time, because beech, unlike oak, does not give any warning. You know, oak will splinter before it comes down. It'll splinter and crack and make noise. Beech will just snap, much like maple or any other wood like that. There's no, sinuous. It's not sinuous. There's the word that I really need right now, but I can't think of. But it's not sinuous like oak is. It just snaps. It gives way. So if anybody had been under there, they would have been killed, or seriously, seriously injured if it had come down on them further out. And of course, I couldn't find the cats anyway. I had just let the cat out. Actually, she may have heard it going, because she was yowling and yowling and yowling. I opened up the window. She jumped out. I went back to bed, and I just lay down on bed when the house shook. So it is possible she did hear some high-pitched noises as the wood fibers were fracturing inside that was inaudible to the human ear. I'll never know, but couldn't find the cats. I was out there for about a half an hour in sweltering heat calling the cats and couldn't find them. Luckily, they were both okay. But just one of those things, folks. It's made my dad sick, because there's no way that he can replace this truck. He's going to try and have it fixed, but with what he's getting out of it, and then to keep it, of course, they're going to keep some of the money, which is going to leave him with even less to try and get this thing fixed. So he's just sick about it, because he bought that thing back in 2004 and paid it off in just a few months from a big job that we were doing up in the Hamptons, and he's had this thing free and clear ever since the end of 2004, beginning of 2005. And every time he looks at it, it just makes him sick, and I really can't blame him. I mean, it's just one of those things. So fortunately, I always park my car in a different location. It was not in danger, but it's just a big, big mess. One thing, though, it did allow me to listen to all of President Trump's speech that he made here in the great state of North Carolina, out in Greenville, as we had no power and no television and no internet access, because we do not have smartphones. We don't use them. I don't believe in them. If I want to get online, I'm going to get online here on my desktop computer. So I listened to the speech on the radio and was very pleased with it. And very, very happy to hear that chant, "Send her back, send her back, send her back." That was wonderful. Now, of course, Trump's being condemned for not saying anything to stop it, and they're saying he agrees with it, and they're calling it, you know, racist, and on top of the statements he made about they should all go home, which I discussed briefly last week. But it was heartwarming to hear that. I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, that's leading up to Nazi Germany and Hitler. No, it's not. See, here's the difference. In Nazi Germany, certain people were rounded up and moved because they didn't, quote, fit in with society or what Hitler had planned. Here, it's completely different. We want to get rid of those people who are here who hate this country. I pretty much guarantee you the people that were rounded up in Germany did not hate Germany at the time. Perhaps by the time things were said and done, they may have felt a little bit differently, but at the time, I'm sure they loved Germany just as we love America. And it aggravates me to no end to have people come here who trash this country. They come from other countries that are, I was going to use a word that I almost should not have, hellhole, I guess I can use instead. They leave those hellholes. They come here, sewers, yes, thank you, George. That's a very fitting word. I can use sewers. They come from these sewers to this great country. They trash this country. They talk about how good their country was. And then they do everything they can to turn this country into the cesspool that they came from. Yeah, I've said it before. If your country's so great, get the hell out of here and go back where you came from. It's exactly what Donald Trump said. And that's exactly what all those chants were about in Greenville, North Carolina last week. Send her back. Send her back. It's not taking someone who was born here and just sending them back, say, to Africa, like a lot of people did like to do. No, this was someone who was born in Africa in a cesspool called Somalia, who comes here at a young age, grows up as an American, becomes an American citizen, and then continues to trash talk the greatest country in the world. Yeah. Send her back. If she doesn't like it, people like that, who are not only un-American but anti-American, who have come here from other countries, need to have their citizenship revoked, and they need to be deported and sent back to their countries of origin. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is not un-American. That is not unpatriotic. In fact, it is pro-American and very patriotic, and there's nothing racist about it. I don't care what country you're from. If you came here from Sweden, blonde hair and blue eyes, a complete Nordic, and you started trash-talking America about how crappy it was, yeah, go back home. Hey, John Lennon learned this. I don't know how many of you actually know this. John Lennon was deported, and he was banned from this country for several years, I think maybe up to 7 or 8 years, before he was finally allowed to return. He was not an American citizen. He was a resident alien, and he was doing the same trash-talking that we hear today, saying how bad America was, so that the government sent him back. They deported him and sent him back to England. It was just a very short time before he was assassinated that he was finally allowed to return to this country. Now, if this country is so bad, why was he so desperate to come back here? See, that's something I can never understand about these people. If your country was so great, why'd you leave? And if America is so bad, why the hell do you even bother to stay here? Just go back. We don't want you here. We don't. Now, years ago, there were bumper stickers, and I know a lot of you remember these, with the slogan, America, love it or leave it. And you're starting to see a groundswelling of support to go back to that ideology. People have had it. People have had it for a long time, but now, with Donald Trump in office, people are speaking out. We're not becoming racist. We're not becoming xenophobes. We're simply asserting our country and taking it back. Our thoughts haven't changed. They've always been there. It's just that now more and more people are being more open and honest about it, coming out of the closet, if you would, regarding their feelings. Not only do you have the queers coming out of the closet, you have the white nationals coming out of the closet, you have the separatists coming out of the closet. You have these people who love this country and are now not afraid to say so and speak out about it, coming out of the closet. It's great to see. It's wonderful. It does my heart good. I love the fact that people are coming out and openly saying this. And as more and more people like AOL, and oh, before I continue here, let me just explain something. I got a couple emails about last week. I was calling her OAL instead of AOL. Well, I try and call her something different every week. And if you're involved with drafting or anything like that, OAL means overall length. So all I was doing was making fun of the fact that I was making fun of her initially by calling her AOL. Another thing you may hear me call her is OAC instead of AOC. And if you're in the high-end retail, say selling cars, motorcycles, furniture, jewelry, you know that OAC stands for unapproved credit. I may also refer to her as Catorce or Catorce instead of Cortez. So anytime you hear that, it's not a slip-up. I'm just making fun of her. That's just something that I do. And now I've lost my train of thought. Oh, yes, that's right. I was talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. As more and more of her ilk move further and further to the left, become more and more openly radical, and really just expose their whole agenda for who and what they are, it's putting people off. It's putting people off both on the right and the left. And it is splitting the Democrat Party right down the middle, which is great. I'd love to see them implode. First of all, what's going to happen is they're going to explode by breaking apart, and then they're going to implode because everybody's going to walk away from them until they get their stuff straightened out. But as she and her ilk are acting this way and becoming more and more vocal about their hatred for this country, they are just putting people off left and right. And you're going to start to see more and more old school Democrats start to come around to being more moderate Republicans. And you're going to see the really hardcore Republicans, those like myself, and if you listen to this show, you, as long as you're not a plant, you're going to think pretty much the same way that I do. And you love this country, and this country has been completely trashed. And it sickens me what has happened and what we have accepted. If you say something about somebody that's a different color or something, you're a racist. If you say something about someone who happens to be homosexual, whether you dislike them for their homosexuality or their sexuality or whatever, you're automatically a homophobe. You know, if you don't like someone because of something they've done, but they're from a different country, you're automatically a xenophobe. And people are tired of these labels. They're tired of being called racist. They're tired of being called homophobe. They're tired of being called xenophobe. Look, if I don't like someone, I don't like you. It doesn't matter why or who you are or where you came from. If I don't like you, I don't like you. Plain and simple. I'll take a short break. I will be back in a couple of minutes. Stick around.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan in your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net, and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. That's The Fighting Side of Me with Canadian Association of Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Last segment, I'm going to talk about a couple different things rather than focus on one and get into a lot of detail. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is that mass shooting that occurred in China last week. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't a mass shooting, was it, after all? No, it wasn't a mass shooting. It was a fire. The last that I heard, 37 dead, 36 wounded. My math isn't good. I think that's 73. Killed or injured. That's more than Sandy Hook, more than Columbine, more than Pulse Nightclub, more than Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. And it was not done with an assault weapon. No, it wasn't even done with a firearm at all. Not even a sword or even a knife. It was done with some accelerant and an ignition source. So I'm wondering to myself, was that accelerant registered? I don't think so. I think he just went to the gas station and bought it. But only if that lighter had been registered. If only everyone had been forced to register their lighters, all those lives could have been saved. Yeah. So we know the lighter wasn't registered. I'm just wondering, was it an assault lighter? Or as the media likes to say, a full semi-automatic assault lighter? I don't know. Was it a Bic or was it one of those really fancy Zippos? I don't know. I don't think it really makes a difference. Oh, but wait. How about this? Was it perhaps a high-capacity book of matches? Yeah. It was a high-capacity assault book of matches. That's what it was. That's what it had to be. You couldn't just do that with a single match, could you? Something else I want to talk to you about, want you to think on here, is Ivanka Trump recently bought a puppy. Now, you know, I'm not really into dogs, but this thing is incredibly cute nonetheless. It looks like a cross between a Pomeranian and a Husky or a Samoyed. This thing is snow white, very, very fluffy like an Australian Shepherd, and it's got blue eyes. So she posted about it on social media, and immediately the attacks came in. Something about it didn't matter, you know, but who was going to take care of it when she and her wife went to jail? Well, they got that wrong. It's her husband. She's not a lesbian. But the insinuation was that they're very soon going to be in prison for Donald Trump trying to keep America great. Someone else posted, if the dog was brown, would it be kept in a cage? I mean, this is the intellect that we're dealing with, folks. Time and time again, that's all they can come up with are these insults, but it shows just how stupid they are. It shows their intelligence quotient, which is that of a kindergartner. And I'm sure these are grown people who are posting this garbage, this nonsense, but that just shows you how they actually think. They don't. That's the issue. Now, here's another little snippet of their mentality or lack of mental clarity. There's a little 8-year-old girl that went to mocking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for all the stupid things that she said. And these were funny, too. Unfortunately, they were taken down because the entire family received death threats. Yes, the family and this 8-year-old girl received death threats. Their personal numbers were found. They were called at the house on their cell phones. These death threats were posted online. I mean, this is serious, folks. This is how bad these people are. They're more than willing to dish it out. I mean, just remember, you know, holding up the severed head of Donald Trump, and that was supposed to be comedy. That was supposed to be entertainment. No, that was a legitimate threat. But what this girl was doing, she was actually making fun of OAC, unapproved credit, for all the stupid things that she'd said, everything she'd gotten wrong, and just the really stupid stuff. And from what I understand, it was funny. Unfortunately, by the time I heard about this, it had been taken down, and nobody thought to have saved it or mirrored it somewhere, because it would be really funny to see this stuff. I mean, they'd gotten hundreds of thousands of views. So I'm thinking YouTube, maybe. But anyway, going after a little girl, that just shows how much of... Well, they're scumbags, and it shows how strongly that this reflects upon the way they think. I don't know, folks. I mean, going after an 8-year-old girl, for God's sake... But they always do that. They always prey on the weak. The only time they go after someone stronger than them is when they're wearing a black mask and carrying a baseball bat, and there's 15 or 20 of them to make sure they get the job done. But one-on-one, they won't do it. They won't stand up to them. I had the same thing happen when I ran for office the first time back in early 2000s. People posting online the address of my cab. Well, not the address, but the location of my cabin. Not exactly how to... where it was, but how to look up landowner records and how to find it. And then, now I'm not suggesting that maybe we go and burn his place down, and planting that thought. They're too chicken to do it themselves, but trying to egg others on to do it. And that's the same thing you see them going after this young girl. Not doing it directly, but trying to encourage others to do the violence that they incite. Bunch of crap. And finally, we have a black representative from the state of Georgia who claims that she feared for her life after a white man verbally assaulted her and told her to go back to where you came from because she had too many items in the express checkout line at a grocery store. Now, she says that she's 9 months pregnant and she couldn't stand up for that long. And then this white man came along and said, you need to go back where you came from. Well, let me tell you something. Blacks in general have this entitlement to them. You get them in that position, they have that on top of it. 9 months pregnant had nothing to do with it. If she was really that tired and couldn't stand for that long, then she should have gotten those little scooters that you get out front for free and you can right around the store, no big issue. I had the same thing happen to me several months ago at a grocery store right around the corner that I've not been back to since. I had one item. Went to the express line. In front of me, there were some Mexicans. They were okay. But in front of them were two blacks with full carts of groceries, and the cashier was black, and of course she was checking them out. So she checked out the first one. Meanwhile, I counted up how many items were in the second one, and I hollered. I said, there's 38 items in that cart, and she ignored me. Mexicans went through. I got up to her. I said, why are you letting these people through? This clearly says 12 items or less. Well, they came up. I can't tell them they can't. Oh, yes, you can, I said, and I got into it. I said, you know, these people are doing this deliberately. You have every right to turn them away. And there, by that time, you know, it had backed up. There's like 10 people behind me. And I'm standing there not paying attention, not pointing my wallet down. My wallet was sideways. And somebody about 5 back in the line goes, are you a police officer? So I explained exactly what I was. And like, does that make a difference? You know, I'm sorry. You know, you spit in a cop's face, he's going to get pissed off too. So it doesn't matter who it is that you're holding up in line. They have a right to be impatient. But getting back to this negress, an employee asked the guy to leave. But now she's claiming she's in fear for her life. Well, let me tell you something. This is what I was speaking about earlier, how the tables are turning. The tide is changing. One of these days, before too much longer, they're really going to understand what it's like when we do get pissed off and start doing things. Now, all it's going to take are some good old-fashioned being run out of town on a rail or having a neck stretching, and it doesn't have to be that way. It could be something that's just as symbolic, like a 308 to the chest. Then the next one comes and takes their place, gets one between the eyes. The third one's going to be a little bit more careful before he or she opens their baboon mouth. It's coming, folks. It is coming. People, I told you this before, people have had it, and now they're finally speaking what's on their minds. And these people are going to find out right quick what happens. I am at the end of my time. I gotta go, folks. I will be back next week. Take care. I love y'all. Out for now.